So, how often or how willing are you to stand in front of your mirror naked? What do you see? Guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all, stay elevated, create that infinity, up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah, and let's get naked today. It's something that I've been thinking about in terms of just life. I've been visiting some family, some very close people in my life, and within that time, so much of life has still been happening and going on, and experiences to reflect on, new experiences to appreciate. But more than anything, just being really open and aware of a lot. And I was thinking about the concept of standing in front of the mirror naked. From a physical aspect, it's pretty point blank, right? You stand in front of the mirror naked, you take a look at yourself. What do you see? What do you see first? What do you spot first when you stand in front of the mirror naked? Are you seeing your imperfections, right? Are you seeing yourself? Do you cringe? Do you try to look away? Do you try not to spend much time in front of that mirror? Or is there a level of value and exploration that you have when you stand in front of the mirror naked? And I think it's such an important thing to really think about, and how the idea of even standing in front of the mirror naked makes you feel. Because we do it, like obviously, you get out of the shower, you go into the shower, you're just walking around your house, living your life. You more than likely probably pass a mirror. But how often do you look into it and really look back at your reflection naked? Do you like what you see? You disappointed? Is there a story there? Happy story, right? Is it a story of success and triumph and hard work, or is it, a story of negligence, right? Fear, pain. What happens when you stand in front of the mirror naked? And I want you to understand, standing in front of the mirror naked isn't just about the physical aspect. How often do you stand naked in front of the mirror when it comes to your life? Your life was a body and it was standing in front of you naked, would you admire it? Would you turn away from it? Would you pick out all the little imperfections, right? Would you reject it? Now moving on to your relationships. And this is one that I was really like sitting on. The idea of getting naked in your relationships. I think as I've gotten older and as I've kind of had a lot of life experience. You know, sometimes we dress people in our lives, or we dress up the relationships in our lives. We try to dress it up in ways that look appealing to us, but also look appealing to the masses, right? We want our relationship to appear pretty and, you know, void of any imperfections, right? Dressed to the nines, you know, classy. But what's under, you know, the designer clothes? What's under those smiles that we present to other people in terms of our relationship? What happens when we remove all those layers and we take a good look at what our relationship is? Or relationships. It's not just one. Because there were a couple of times I really had to just think for a moment. What is this relationship? What is my responsibility in this relationship? How much am I willing to admire the relationship naked? Or what's the naked truth of this relationship without me fully dressing it as something else to cover everything up? It can be overwhelming, it can be scary, because if it's naked, now you get to see everything. There's vulnerability there, right? And a lot of times we refrain from seeing those aspects of us and others, because if I see the naked things, then I'm going to see my own insecurities. I'm going to see my own judgments passed down. I'm going to see my own fears, right? And that could take a toll on you mentally, because that automatically you start to think that, well, this looks a certain way and it doesn't look how I expected it to. It's like, you know, if you order something online, right, you get a certain outfit, it looks fire on the model, or the shirt looks cool, the pants look cool online. And when you get it doesn't fit right. Right? Either it's too big or it's too small, or it doesn't fit your body properly because the model that it was on, it was fit for them, right? It was catered to their physique, right? And then when we wear it, it's a whole different ball game. Well, this doesn't fit right. And sometimes it does. It's like, holy crap, this is my favorite pair of pants, right? These are my favorite pair of pants because I know how they fit. This is my favorite t-shirt. Why? Because it has memory and makes me feel comfortable. I love this t-shirt, so I'm going to wear it. Sometimes we wear clothes that are bigger. I know for me, it's funny because, and I'll share this with you guys. I know when I go through seasons of weight gain and loss, you know, when I'm in a season of lifting and I'm kind of bulking, right? You know, I notice my weight starts to change. And I notice my shirts start to fit a little bit different. And I'll start to wear bigger shirts because I'm like, man, I don't like how exposed certain shirts make me feel. Right, so I'll wear bigger shirts. Right? I like shirts that have a little bit more room in it because it makes me feel a little bit more comfortable. Right? And that's me being naked in my head about what I feel, but not necessarily naked on the outside. Does this make sense? Now, it's good to be presentable, right? But everybody is, in terms of what's presentable, is kind of subjective. You have society's presentable, and then you have your personal presentable, right? For me, I like to be sporty and comfortable, but at the same time, I like to, you know, I like to look decent. I like to feel good. That's not necessarily a requirement for somebody else. Somebody else may want to wear slacks, you know, and a nice dress shirt all the time. Like, that's their vibe, you know? But then it becomes the willingness to stand naked. What outfit do I put on in life? What outfit do I put on in my relationships? That is me trying to cover up what I don't want to see naked. And is what I see naked, is it something to admire? But for some reason in my head, this is not presentable. This is not to my standard. So let me dress this up, right? Let me dress this up so I can stand to look at it. Let me dress myself up so I can stand to look at myself. I think when you stand in front of the mirror naked, you are really taking a moment or many moments to explore who it is that I see. Start top to bottom, the eyes, right? Who am I looking at? What's their story? What are their secrets? What are their fears? What are the things that make them happy? What makes them angry? What are little small things that they appreciate? What hurts them? And then you take a look at your relationships in a very naked way. If I strip down all the things, if I strip down my desire to make things work, my desire to have the ideal situation, this could be friendships too, this could be with your family. If I remove all the layers of clothes off of this relationship and off this person, what do I have in front of me? Is this person still presentable? Is this person still present? What do they look like naked? How realistic is this relationship now? How sustainable is it? Do I recognize that it probably won't go the distance in terms of what I want? Do I recognize it's probably not the healthiest? Do I recognize that there are certain imperfections there that I have a big issue with, or that the other person has an issue with? But we dress it up, right? We dress it up, we put clothes on, we put layers on it, we put baggy clothes on to really hide what's going on, right? Standing in front of the mirror naked is such a vulnerable thing because you're met with yourself. You're met with a lot of other things that go into your head that probably don't even come from you. You see things that you probably haven't overlooked or things you probably hadn't even seen before. It's funny. I was telling a client last week. I was like, I love when I have certain seasons where I start to put on a little more weight and I get a little chubby. And it's just something I appreciate because I'm like, oh man, I'm putting on some weight right now. And then there are moments where I get frustrated. I'm like, shit, I'm putting on weight. This is annoying. And then I go to the gym and I put in that work. And then I start to notice my physique changes. Sometimes I don't even notice my physique is changing. Somebody else points it out. And that's another thing too. What do people point out about us? How does that make you feel when somebody sees you? Right? How does it make you feel when somebody sees you without your permission? They say sometimes people divert eye contact because if you look into my eyes, you'll see who I actually am. Right? There's the soul. And people don't necessarily like being seen without their permission. That's why even on social media, right? There's a difference between being, you know, camera facing and really exposing yourself. And your nakedness, truth be told, doesn't have to be for everybody. It could be for you, though. Should be for you. There have been a lot of naked truths I've been processing, right, and dealing with and recognizing and having to own to some capacity. Some things look better than what I thought, and other things are some interesting things to accept. Some things are truly telling a story and admirable. And other things are very sad, very painful, very hurtful. I want you to stand in front of the mirror naked. And just do it for yourself. No one else, just you. And when it gets uncomfortable, I want you to pay attention to why. But through it all, make sure you are seeing yourself in the naked truth of that, in the naked truth of what you think of yourself. But also the naked truth of what you think in your relationships. It can be overwhelming, but sometimes the thing that's most overwhelming about us standing naked is the fact that we have not been accepting of certain things. We have not allowed the truth to exist, right? The truth is under those layers that we constantly put on and pack on to hide it, right? The baggy clothes. Or dressing to the nines so other people can validate who we are. You know, a lot of times people say, I want to get fit because I want to look good naked. But even sometimes you can be the most fit person and still not value what you see. All right. So just something to think about. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope that put things into perspective for you. And I hope you just take your time with that truth. Okay. That's all I got for you, all right? Yeah, I hope you guys take care of yourselves. I hope you guys see yourselves. I hope you guys see each other and the naked truth that comes with that. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Take flight.